Yavam is pretty good. Gimel Mishnah test. Mishaya Nosel Shtei Yisomos Ketanos. Person that's married to two Yisomos that are Ketanos. So the marriages to them were only Midrabanan. Vameis, and he dies. Ba Yavam Alarishana, his brother does Yibam to one of the little girls. Vachazar Uba Alashni, and then he has Bia to the second girl. Oshaba Achiv Alashni, or let's say there was a third brother that had Bia with the second wife. Lo Pasal Asarishona. It still wouldn't pasal the first wife to the first brother that did Yibam to her. Because every time when we deal with a katana, there's a suffix whether the marriage to a katana is a complete kinyan or not. So therefore, if the dead brother was really kona both of these girls, therefore when the first brother did Yibam to one of these girls, he was mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. And therefore, when either he or his other brother had bia with the second girl, that was just a bia's nus. And it did not affect the Yibam and the status of his marriage to the first girl. And it wouldn't passel her. And if you say that the marriage of a ketana is not considered a kinyan, therefore, both of these girls were never really kona to the dead brother. And therefore, there's no arayas here. And all the more so, when the third brother has bia to the other girl, wouldn't aser the Yibam that the other brother did. Like the Rab points out. V'chein shtei chershos. And so too, two girls that are deaf, same din, because they are on the equal status, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, and they're both midrabanon. But what about ketana v'chareshes ba yavam ala ketana? If he first has bia to the ketana v'chazur ba ala chareshes, and then he has bia to the chareshes, so sheba ochiv ala chareshes, or his brother has bia to the chareshes, loy pasal as ketana. It wouldn't pasal the ketana. The ketana is a little bit stronger of a marriage than the chareshes. The ketana is suffik whether he's kona or not. The chareshes is on a lower level, it seems, that there's just like a little bit of a kinyan, but not complete. But a ketana seems to be more, because by a ketana, there's a suffix whether it's a complete kinyan. However, the vice versa, ba yavam ala chareshes, if he did yivam to the chareshes, v'chazer v'al ketana, but now he went and had bia to the ketana, o sheba ochiv ala ketana, or his brother had bia the ketana, pasal as a chareshes. Here, it would pasal the chareshes, because the ketana had a stronger connection to the dead brother, and maybe she was kona completely. And now, when either he or his brother have bia to the ketana, after he already did yibum to the girl that's deaf, so here the kinyan of the ketana, which maybe is a kinyan gomer, like the Rab brings, based on the Gemara, and he therefore, since it's a kinyan gomer, he passels the kinyan of the chareshes, which is not a complete kinyan. So therefore, in this case, he wouldn't be able to stay married to the chareshes.